Hi, Tyler. It's Laura with Local Splash. Hey. You good over there?
Yeah, I just paid my taxes literally. Like, I just got to the post office and sent the bill in the mail, like, as you called.
The timing's working perfectly.
I know, right?
production.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for you. This is going to be a great opportunity for your business. It really is. Let me make sure I have everything correct on my end. Then we can get some of your keywords that need to be done and all of that good stuff.
All right.
Tyler, I have the spelling of your first name, T-Y-L-E-R. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then last name Smith, S-M-I-T-H?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then what is your email address?
TylerGrindsmith91@gmail.com.
Were you born 1991?
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay.
Yes, I was born February 26th.
Isn't it so weird how we got to, like, we grew up with, like basically desktop computers?
I know. I know. I still remember the whole dial-up thing, people getting off the phone so you can use a computer.
Yeah, we were the last ones to have house phones.
I know. And I remember the big old brick blocks of cell phones that first came out.
Yeah. Good times.
It's so funny. Yep. I know. We get a little bit of both worlds because yes, we know about how it was back then, but we also are, you know, we know about like what's going on now.
Yeah.
So that's good. Okay. And for this, okay, so this phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And then company name, I have it as Grind Smith LLC, correct?
That's it.
All right, perfect. And then the address that I have is 18 Long Hill Road in Raymond, New Hampshire, 03077.
Yep.
Perfect. Now, are you going to want to hide your address on your Google business profile?
Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea.
I would assume if it's your home address.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're going to have some random person showing up to your home.
Yeah. You can look at the garage floor, but that's it.
Go away.
Yeah.
Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Nope.
Okay, perfect. Now, my onboarding team, they're going to research your area to find out what keywords are searched the most. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
I want to be found mostly for concrete polishing.
Okay.
I'm good with epoxy coatings, too, so I want that on there. But if there's a way that you could, like, maximize the concrete polishing, that's where I deserve to be.
Okay. And then is this going to be for residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just verify this real quick for you. So it's going to be residential and commercial. The main thing you want to be advertised for is going to be concrete polishing, but you also do epoxy coating, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And concrete staining too.
Concrete staining as well. Okay, let me put that. Okay. Any other, like, jobs you want me to list you for?
I guess concrete leveling.
Okay, concrete leveling.
It's a prep.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, concrete repair.
Okay. So So I have concrete repair, concrete leveling, concrete staining, epoxy coating, and main thing is going to be concrete polishing.
Yeah, you know what? Concrete countertops, too. I'm ready for those.
Perfect. Hey, anything you got is good.
I want to use that scale. That's it.
Okay. All right. And for your onboarding call, it's called within an hour window. It's about 45 minutes to an hour long. What does your availability look like? I have a lot of tomorrow open. Do you have anything available tomorrow?
I'm actually not working till 12:30 tomorrow. So if we could do that around like 10:30 or like, 10:30 or 10, because I'm going to be here at like 11:30.
Yes, so let me see my schedule. So the earliest that I have is going to be between 10 to 11. Does that work?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Exactly what
I'm going to email you over the Google invite when we get off the phone as well, okay?
Perfect. Yeah, I want to see, like, what you got going on.
Of course. And,
I forget all of it.
You're gonna love this. It's gonna be great. Trust me. we're making you a business Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
Now I know you told me you had a Wix site, but we can make a website for you as well. Would you like us to make one for you, or do you want to use your Wix one?
I just use the Wix one for now, because I'm in the middle of making another one too.
Okay, perfect. Hey, you're on it. That's good.
Yeah.
And for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. Where do you want to get work?
Anywhere from Newbury, like the Newbury, Mass, which is like, I think that's Essex County, all the way up to Portland, Maine, and anywhere in between Manchester, New Hampshire. I've got that whole area covered.
So I have 60 miles. Is that typically how far you go out?
Yeah. I was just on the border of Vermont not too long ago. I'll go pretty far.
Okay. Okay, I'll put you down for that. Okay. And for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show you're open for?
I'm available 24 hours a day.
All right, 24/7 it is then. Okay. You're going to have someone call you at 3 a.m. Hey, I need my concrete polished.
Yeah, I'd rather have somebody else calling me than the guys I'm working for. That's how my life operates, man.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
The company name.
All right, perfect. And then let me see here. Let's put that one down. All right. And the billing on that card, is it also the 18 Long Hill Road?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me make sure I have everything correct on my end. All right, I am ready for the card number.
All right, I want to look up your company first just to make sure I'm not getting scammed.
Of course. our company name is Local Splash, and I'm going to send you over through text message as well. The first thing I'm going to send you is our certification with Google, and it's on Google's website, okay? It's not something we made up. I just sent you that link. And then let me send you over our website as well. So let's send that over.
All right. I see it now.
Yes.
That's really neat.
No, it's good that you asked that. You know, I sometimes people don't ask me for these type of things to verify. And that's great, you know, but I do worry about them out there because you know how the world is. It's pretty crazy out there. Yeah. But so if you look up our company, you can also find our Google business profile. We have over 900 reviews. We have 4.2 stars. Out of our customers, it's 4.9 stars, though, which is kind of cool. But we have an A-plus rating and accredited with the Better Business Bureau as well.
Awesome. Yeah, I just looked it up. You're good to go.
Yep. Perfect. I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
All right. Let me go fishing through my closet.
No worries.
Shit. I can't find my card right now.
You know, I hate how that happens. That happens to me at the worst times, too. I have to do better because I just throw my card in my purse, and then when I need it, I'm there, like, trying to search for it like crazy.
Oh, it's worse than that. I just used it at the H&R Block.
Hey, hopefully you didn't drop it.
Yeah. I think it's probably sitting behind the desk.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Might be in my back pocket. Nope, that's the fucking old one.
Oh, no.
I'm in trouble. I mean, H&R Block's only 2 minutes down the road from my house.
So it's not far. But hopefully it's there. Do you think you might have dropped it on the,
I found it. Okay.
Okay. That's good. That's good that you found it.
Yeah, right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, I'm ready too.
428-4258-3945-0198-8289.
And when does it expire?
January 2028.
Okay, and then what is the security code?
470.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. Now, we ask you the security question so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. And you can answer whatever you'd like just as long as you remember the answer. So you can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll do first pet's name.
All right, and what is it?
Bert and Ernie.
Wait, one more time?
Bert and Ernie.
Oh, cute. Was it just one or was it two?
It was two. I was an identical twin, so couldn't just get one.
Oh. That is cute. That's absolutely cute. Okay, so the next thing I'm going to do is this is going to be the voice verification, which is done on the recorded line. It outlines your service agreement. If you have any questions about it, please feel free to stop me. You know, I can answer any of them for you. And then you're going to get this through email and through text before we get off the line as well. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Ryan Smith, LLC.
Perfect. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Tyler Smith, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we will call you from our 877 number that I'm texting you right now. That is going to be our office line. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, but not always.
Well, it's pretty much when we try to get a hold of you, if you can't answer, of course, just get back to us in a timely manner. That's basically all we ask. Now, for the next thing as well, I'll reword it. Basically, you can't have two SEO companies doing the same thing at the same time. We're going to take care of you. If you do start working with another SEO company, we ask that you let us know. Okay?
Yeah, I'm already hooked up with Angie.
That's fine. They're not an SEO. No, they're not an SEO company. You're good on that end. Now, for your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. That's going to be in the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be on the 11th of every month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. The only thing that we do ask is if you please contact us 3 days before your billing is due so we can process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, we're almost done as well. So let me... I'm going to send you over another text message. It's going to be a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. You're going to receive a lot of automated messages and emails. On the messages, it's going to be it's going to have your logins for your dashboard. You can log in now. It's just we're building everything, so there's not going to be much to see, but you can at least start adding pictures. But other than that, we're already done. I have your onboarding call tomorrow. It's going to be between 10 and 11 your time, and that's about it. Do you have any other questions for me?
Nope.
All right, perfect. Well, Tyler, it's been a pleasure, and the text message I sent you is my extension as well. So if you have any questions or any comments or anything, please feel free to reach out to me directly.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Tyler. We'll talk soon. You have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, too.
Thanks. Bye.